Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be submitted to the civil authorities, for there is no authority unless it is from God. And the civil authorities that exist are arranged by God. Therefore, whoever rebels against the civil authority opposes the arrangement of God, and those who rebel will receive judgment. For rulers are not a terror to those who do good works, but to those who are evil. Do you want to avoid being afraid of the one in authority? Do what is right, and he will commend you for it, for he is a servant of God for your good. But if you practice what is evil, you should be afraid, for he has a good reason to be armed, that is, carry the sword in the original Greek. Seeing that he is a servant of God, punishing with his anger the one who does evil. Therefore, it is necessary for you to be submissive, not only because of possible punishment, but also for conscience' sake. This is the reason you must pay taxes to them, for they, the secular authorities, are servants of God, continually doing his work. Pay what is due to everyone, tribute to whom tribute is due, taxes to whom taxes are due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For all this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And I also say this, be recognizing the season, for it is already time for you to wake up out of sleep. For our ultimate salvation, that is the glorification of the body, is now nearer than when we first believed. The night is far gone, and the day approaches. Let us therefore throw off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk decently as people do during the day, not in wild parties and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and lewd behavior, and not in quarrels and jealousy. But clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and don't make any provision for the flesh to satisfy its carnal cravings. This is the end of Romans chapter 13.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.